So, when were you planning on telling me I have a son? His blunt words pounded at Michelle, but she felt no shock. In the back of her mind, she had known since last night that he would figure out the truth based on Cody's age. She folded her arms protectively across her middle. God, if you said something to Cody...
What the hell do you take me for? Of course I didn't say anything. Thanks to you, I don't even know the kid.
His gaze flicked over her, measuring her contemptuously from head to toe and back again.
So, I guess that means you've never told him either.
She returned his glare. I didn't see the point. I didn't think he'd ever meet you. He grabbed the back of his neck in a distracted gesture.
Jesus Christ. You have my kid and you never told me.
And this surprises you? Too many years had passed for Michelle to feel bitter, but she did. The regrets, the resentment, the frustration all came bubbling to the surface. I didn't have a whole lot of time to spend trying to figure out where you'd gone. I had a baby to raise. Beyond the 24 hours a day that took, I couldn't seem to squeeze in a missing person's search.
I deserved to know, damn it.
Oh, right, so you could do what? Marry me?
So I could have a say in what you did with my kid. You never even gave me a chance.
She was dangerously, humiliatingly close to tears. She refused to shed them. She had wept an ocean for Sam McPhee, and he'd never come to find her. Crying now would only prove what Michelle had been trying to deny since seeing him last night. Michelle forced herself to get a grip, to stand up from the table so she didn't feel at a disadvantage. This is stupid. We shouldn't argue about the past. We can't change what happened.
Maybe not.
Unhurried, yet unrelenting, he walked toward her, stopping only inches from her. The smell of snow and wind clung to his clothes, underlying the unique scent of him. She thought she had forgotten it.
Sam, we've got a lot of talking to do.
His low voice caught at her, mesmerized her.
Problem is, now that you're here, I want to do a hell of a lot more than talk.